This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Weed control in sunflowers is challenging for most post-emerge weeds. Traited sunflowers such as Clearfield or Express can be effective against most broadleaf weeds, but kochia and water hemp are showing resistance to their ALS-inhibiting herbicides. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones believes pre-emerge programs are essential with sunflowers, controlling weeds before they germinate. Jones and his research team are also evaluating a Group 15 overlapping pre-emerge application to sunflowers designed to minimize weed emergence throughout the growing season.
But we can do a technique called overlapping residual herbicides. And what this means is we spray a pre-emergence herbicide, and then we come back with the application of this herbicide called Zidua or peroxisulfone a few weeks later before any of these weeds emerge. And since the peroxisulfone or Zidua does not have any foliar activity, what we're doing is we're keeping an active amount or an active layer of these residual herbicides, so we're not ever letting these weeds emerge.
The Zidua label allows for application in sunflowers up to the V8 growth stage. Jones says rainfall and soil moisture are also part of the equation.
If it's forecasted some rain events and warm conditions, get out there ahead of it, because we also need that rain to move that post-residual herbicide into the soil profile, and we're going to use that with the rainfall.
For greater details on overlapping residual applications in sunflowers, visit the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu.